Once just a luxury, massage is now frequently used to ease mental stress and physical trauma. Training and expertise vary, according to Carol Ostendorf. She's a licensed physical therapist who runs Lakeside School of Massage in Milwaukee.
The fact is that somebody can go out today and read a book on massage, open a business, and provide massage, and the consumer doesn't know the difference.
Ostendorf supports a bill by Madison Democrat Therese Berceau. It would require certain training standards for massage therapists and body workers. There'd also be a state examining board. Berceau says consumers sometimes find their condition is made worse or even the injury occurs from massage.
The legislation establishes uniform standards of care, including requiring appropriate referrals to physicians, physical therapists, and chiropractors when needed.
Berceau says the bill would protect consumers. Massage therapists like Ostendorf see another benefit, burnishing their image and weeding out bad actors.
We've been battling in massage therapy for 25 years the image of being a front for prostitution. The fact is, it's still happening.
This week, the West Dallas business Beijing Foot and Body Massage appeared before the Common Council following a police sting and citizen complaints of prostitution, which were denied by the owner's attorney. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.